And of course, then we are going to choose the right kind of hardware also based on the needs, and sufficient number of mainframe computers, the different smaller computers, PCs, etc., with networking, intranet and internet facilities and all, with right kind of printers which are giving you absolutely clear cut printing with not much wastage of the paper, with lot of facilities available, and if needed even they are giving you the scan facility, the xeroxing facility, etc. Based on your needs you can have that. So with this, let's understand now the new services that we are going to learn for the hospital support service, and that is transport services. Well, a disaster occurs somewhere where multiple casualties are to be shifted to the hospital, so you need the right kind of transport services available by giving first aid to them and then bringing them to the hospital in a safe condition. And on the way also you should be able to treat them in case their condition worsens. So you should be having up to date upgraded type of ambulances. In case of myocardial infarction, you should be having cardiac ambulances, having the intensivist, the ECG machine, the defibrillator, oxygen, suction machine, etc., and so many other injections which are required at that time ready in the ambulance kit. So the basic objectives of transport services in the hospital are to transport the sick or the injured person in a correct and comfortable position after providing some medical aid in reducing the death rate. As we know, the first hour is the golden hour where the maximum number of deaths are occurring, especially in cases of major injuries, accidents, and also in case of myocardial infarctions. If you are not able to provide the right services at the earliest and transport the patient at the earliest to the advanced facilities of giving the right kind of treatment to this patient, the patient is likely to die, and hence transport services are very, very important. To transport sick or injured to the nearest medical aid post or hospital in minimal possible time in public undertaking ambulance service, maybe for welfare activity as well. Mainly it is for sick or injured patient, but sometimes for welfare activity also you may be providing the ambulance needed for elderly person, or he is having some disability and all. Ambulance may be authorized for major abdominal operations. So what are the main reasons when you need the ambulance to be given to the patient? One is for major abdominal operations. Second, for maternity cases. Naturally, when a woman is going to deliver, at that time you can't take her in a auto rickshaw or a cab. There you need an ambulance with the required facilities available. Then orthopedic cases, where naturally the patient is highly vulnerable to other injuries, especially in spine. If proper position is not given and the proper kind of support is not given to the spine, it can lead to pressure on the nerves, and it can lead to even paraplegia, that is, or quadriplegia, where all four limbs can be adversely affected neurologically and he may not be able to function these four limbs also. So in those cases where plaster is required, you should be giving them in a comfortable position to lie down in an ambulance. So orthopedic cases with plaster, those cases who are having very high fever, say 105, 6, like 100 and more than 104 at least, then you need to immediately treat them, and on the way also you cannot be keeping this patient without the treatment. So you can give ice fomentation, give IV injections, whatever is needed on the way also. And psychiatric cases who can be violent, who can be highly anxious, who can be highly depressed, who can commit suicide. So even psychiatric cases also may need ambulance to be given to them at times, and patients with disability where they are not able to function either the upper limb or the lower limb properly because of amputation, because of various other reasons, or some mental disability also, then they may need ambulance to be given to them so that they can be transferred to the patient to the hospital. Now, for 250 to 300 bedded hospital, two ambulances for extramural, that is outside the hospital, and one for intramural, that is within the hospital premises for investigations, etcetera, or for transferring patient from, if it is placed in a wider area, then he can be transferred from casualty to the ICU in an ambulance also. And for delivery van to transport, if required, a physician who is staying nearby in a residential quarters on call, or to bring even life saving drugs in case they are not adequately available based on the type of patients that have come. So, this is how you have seen two ambulance for extramural, one for intramural, and one delivery van. So, three ambulance and one delivery van should be there. Now, let us understand some of the hospital facilities, that is engineering. In today's world, newer and newer designs are there for the hospitals. With the global competition, newer and newer facilities are being added in the hospital. Some of these hospitals can be like 5-star hotels where medical tourism is occurring, and you can understand lot of engineering services will be needed to take care of all these facilities in a hospital. So, advancement in building design, lot of machines required for a hospital in the form of laundry services, in the form of the waste management, in the form of various biomedical engineering machines and equipments, diagnostics or therapeutics due to the requirement in the laboratory, pathology, microbiology, for drugs, for allergy testing. So, all these things will need a great engineering advancement, and to maintain them and to prevent any problems to occur in future, you need a very strong engineering department and a separate wing. Maybe if it is a 500 plus bedded hospital, for a bioengineering devices also. Now, what is the need or significance of hospital engineering? One is to reduce the cost of the breakdowns, because the wear and tear is going to occur for the equipments, machines. So, if you have got the right kind of engineering services available round the clock, they are going to maintain them in such a way, preventive maintenance will be done, servicing will be done regularly, and any minor breakdown occurs immediately at the earliest if they are being corrected, then overall the complications will be less, the major fault will not occur in these machines and equipments, whereby a lot of money can be saved. At the same time, even the environmental impact will be less, and it will also help us in advancing the energy efficiency in the form of electricity, water, gaseous energy, etcetera also, and even water conservation by rain harvesting and taking care of all the taps where minimal water flow should be there. They are not going to give a very fast water flow, and they are going to check all the taps before leaving, or periodic they can visit and see, and then display that water is a great resource we have got, and one has to take care of that. No taps should be open at all unless it is absolutely must. Promote use of distributed and renewable energy. Whatever energy is renewable, they should be promoting the use of that energy, so that overall there is energy conservation. It will also improve the safety of staff as well as the patients. It will lead to ensuring the comfort, health, safety of building occupants. So all the occupants of the building, their health, safety and environmental aspect should be taken care of by the engineering department in such a way that all of them remain safe. They will facilitate compliance with all federal legislations. Various statutory requirements are there in the form of the machines, equipments and hospital, other facilities also. So the engineering department is going to take care of all compliances of these statutory requirements. It can be PCMP, NDT Act for ultrasonography machine. It can be MTP Act for those hospitals where the obstetric and gynec department, they are doing the abortions. It can be biomedical waste management rules for that particular state. So all these things they will take care of. And of course, the structure of the building, the other facilities of the building, the right kind of AC, heat ventilation system, everything will be as per the rules and regulations given by statute. Now, what are the basic engineering services of hospital? One is civil works. Now, once you want to start a hospital, you should know where to start based on your market survey, based on the availability of the land. So, land procurement, it's an engineering requirement based on the environmental circumstances in and around. If it's an earthquake prone area, then naturally they will have to have the right kind of seismic studies done whereby the building will be earthquake proof. If there are floods around, then they have to take care of such a construction whereby the water is not going to adversely affect this construction. So land procurement in the right place based on the environmental conditions of that. Then develop building works. To construct the building as per the various licensing required and all those things will be done by facility planning engineers and all. And then electrification of the whole hospital, very, very important aspect. And sufficient number of 2-pin, 3-pin plug and some of the even American type of plugs required, because lot of equipments are there now which are imported, and based on the requirement of the AERB regulations and other regulations of electrification, they have to take care of all that. So electrification, ventilation, there are sufficient number of air changes occurring based on the requirement. If it is operation theater, many more air changes. If it is store, little less, but everywhere the ventilation requirement may be different, so they have to take care of that. Then lighting, so that it is adequate. It is not, there is no glare which people are going to have any adverse effect on their eyes, but at the same time it is not inadequate light whereby people it will be difficult for people to read, to do any procedure. So the right kind of lighting will be required in the operation theater where strong lights are required, but at the same time it should not be creating shadows and all. So shadowless light. So a lot of requirements are there based on the area in which we are in a hospital. So all those things will be taken care of by the engineering department. Then water supply, everybody should get adequate water, not only for washing and the toilet facility and others, but also for potable drinking water and for hydrotherapy also. Lifts, as per the safety standards, you have to manage all those lifts, elevators, conveyor belts. The roads leading to hospital also should be maintained very well, so that the ambulance or any vehicle that comes, there should not be any obstructions, and the patients flow in and out is going there, so there should be some speed breakers also if required and managed well. There should be a garden. Greenery is very important in today's world because it also leads to a lot of energy conservation. The mental aspect also And emotional aspect of patients and their relatives also can be taken care of by having the right kind of landscaping, horticulture, gardening, etc. You can have a park nearby whereby children can play also. A drainage system should be up to date with the modern facilities. They should not be odor free. They should be odor free and highly hygienic. Then hospital traffic and parking slots also should be adequate so that there is no problem for parking of the vehicles of the staff, visitors, and also the vehicles which are going to come for giving the patients access to various services as well as the ambulances, etc. You should have separate parking slots for them. As far as the water supply is concerned, you should have the multiple sources available so that adequate water is available for all the services, right, for drinking, for toilet, for washing, for laundry, etc. And for patients, lot of water will be required since health and hygiene goes together, and to maintain hygiene you require a lot of water. Then you should be able to purify water so that whatever water we are getting, they are potable. RO system may be required, filters can be required. Then storage of this water in a proper containers, it should not be open, and the proper distribution system should be there so adequate supply of water is available for all hospital services. Electricity, where is the source? Grid system should be there so that everywhere proper electricity voltage is available. At the same time, contingency, you should be having a inverter, you should be having the DG set. So alternative sources should be there. You should assess the load of the electricity, so based on that you can have the right kind of the fuses or MCEBs. Then proper distribution of the electricity, adequate lighting system, and air conditioning of the hospital. Air conditioning is required for the comfortable environment for the patients, the staff of the hospital. It is required for the reagents, laboratories. Some of the machines also require the AC, otherwise their functioning won't be proper. Supply of steam, where you need hot water and steam, it may be required in case of some of the patients where hot water bag may be required for pain in abdomen. Steam may be required for the patients having lot of cough and all to clear their lungs. Boilers may be required for kitchen, for the laundry. Steam distribution system should be proper and boiler feed water should be adequate. Medical gases, where gas plant is there, you should be having proper storage system of the gases, and the right kind of coding should be done for oxygen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, etc. And some of the gases like nitrous oxide and all may be needed for anesthesia in the gases in the operation theaters also. So you should be having the right kind of gas plants, proper storage system and distribution, and supply of gases, pipeline gases should be available. Oxygen should be available everywhere in all the ICUs and high dependency units and all. Now, repair and maintenance of hospital equipment, where preventive maintenance as well as breakdown maintenance should be taken care of regularly, periodically. They should be having annual maintenance contract, and they should be ensuring that these service people are coming regularly to do the servicing, calibration, proper maintenance of all the equipments and machines. Maintenance and repair of civil structure also is very important because of the weather conditions, because of the wear and tear. Lot of problems can occur to the civil structure, so one should regularly maintain them well, regularly plaster them whenever needed, change the pipeline of the drainage system if required, do the oil painting, white washing wherever it is needed periodically, so that there is a good maintenance and repair of the civil structure. You should be having sufficient electricity provision, proper distribution and maintenance. Water supply system in hospital is complex, but they should be managed well. Sewerage drainage system is also there, that has to be taken care of by the engineering department, so that the sewerage is underground as far as possible, so that it does not emit any bad odors. You should be taking care of maintenance of these drainage pipes properly, so that there is no mixing of the drinking water and the sewage water pipeline. And the air conditioning system also is very important for a hospital, centralized air conditioning. And sometimes if they do not function, you should be able to have the provision for the split ACs and window ACs also, especially in some of the departments like operation theater, laboratory, etc. Then security and safety of the hospital is also taken care of by the engineering department by having the right kind of equipments to check the incumbents, to prevent the pilferage, intramural as well as extramural transport by the right kind of ambulances, vehicles, the van for the drugs, etc., that they have to take care of, and they have to maintain all the vehicles and ambulances up to the mark, so that there is no breakdown which can lead to a major problem for the mortality and morbidity of the patient. Now let us understand some of the functions of the engineering department for their own efficiency. One is supervision. They have to prepare the work program for all the maintenance and repair of all the machines, lifts, conveyor belts, equipments. They have to prioritize what is more important now based on the requirement of the hospital. They have to prepare the realistic time schedule for different programs, so that nobody is inconvenienced, the operations are not being postponed because of their delay in some of the servicing of ACs or the air filtration system, HEPA filters, etc., or the cleanliness or the sterilization, etc. So they have to prepare the realistic time schedule for various kinds of program, for CSSD, for operation theater, everywhere. Maintenance of job cost records, they should keep all the records, so that in future when they are going to ask for the vendor to do some job, they should know what were the previous cost involved. And up to a certain extent for inflation, one can increase little bit, but otherwise as far as possible they should minimize the cost, bargain with them properly, compare it with other vendors, and then do it in a cost efficient way. They should prepare long term program for covering all the equipments, machines, lifts, conveyor belts, everything, the water supply, fire protection, the safety, all those things they have to consider on a long term basis, and future requirement also they have to take into consideration for that. And they should have a good feedback mechanism whereby they can come to know where are the lacunas, what are the areas of improvement for them, and they should do those things as per the feedback given. Now, what are the principles of hospital engineering? One is awareness of building vulnerability, in which area we are, to what problems this building structure is going to be vulnerable. So, structural assessment, environmental assessment, and they have to see to it that they have to take some protective measures to be taken into consideration. While implementing protective measures, they have to be proactive rather than reactive. Heating, ventilation, air conditioning system, HVAC control, they have to take into consideration properly. They have to control the pressure as well as airflow relationship in such a way that no area of hospital is having any problem as far as heat required. If it is in winter and where some patients are feeling too much of cold, they are having malaria or something, then at that time they need some heat. Otherwise they need AC. And based on the climate outside, they have to maintain the temperature inside in such a way that the patients, the staff, everybody is comfortable, So they have to control the pressure and airflow relationship. They have to have the right kind of location for the outside lures, and for maintenance it should be publicly accessible by handrails, loading clocks or retaining walls. Then they may have to relocate to make them inaccessible, and they should be having closed circuit TV so that all the things are being monitored by the head of engineering services all the time, 24/7. As far as the infiltration is concerned, the tight construction of the building can envelop properly, and then it can lead to less of air leakage. So air conditioning efficiency will improve. Heating, ventilation, AC should maintain negative space pressure relative to the rest of the building, which will prevent dispersion of any released contaminant in the area. It can be in the form of suspended particles, it can be in the form of microorganisms. So if a negative space pressure is maintained relative to rest of the building, it is going to help. Filters, MERV 13 or 14 filter out more than 90% of all particles which are larger than 1 micron, and they protect against even the anthrax or other bacterial attack weapons. So weapons of mass destruction, some of the bacterial attack can be prevented by such kind of filters where it is MERV 13 or 14 filter. So 90% of those particles which are less than 1 micron, 1 micron is equal to 10 raised to minus 4 centimeter, and lungs, in lungs up to 10 micron particles can go. So when you are having such filters, it is going to be a great asset. Now what are the steps one should take for efficiency of the departmental people for engineering services? One is, one should educate thoroughly about all the systems in the hospital where engineering services are required and various facilities are provided. So educate, so knowledge, skill, right kind of attitude one should have to learn more and more things, to update their knowledge about the latest technology available, and then modify your machines, modify your lifts, modify your equipment accordingly, upgrade them so that the hospital services will run more smoothly. Determine priorities for operating and maintaining your building. You have to prioritize your things in such a way that you are able to operate the building with all the services required in the form of fire, water supply, electricity, HVAC, so on and so forth, gardening, etc. And you are able to maintain your building structure in a proper way so that there are least chances of any problems occurring, any trips, falls occurring from the building, etc. One should be patient. One cannot be very aggressive and do everything here and there in too speed, too much of speed, then you are likely to falter. One should find someone you trust, on whom you can put the faith and delegate the work so that it is done smoothly, the responsibility is taken care of in a proper way. And whenever in doubt, you should take the second opinion so that you get an expert advice and you tend to minimize the mistakes occurring, errors occurring, and improving your facilities for the hospital customers.